First thing we can do is to continue the special relationship that has existed for more than 100 years between the United States and the United Kingdom, one that has served as the foundation for our shared pursuit of freedom, security, and democracy in the world. So that's why I've introduced the United Kingdom Trade Continuity Act, which would allow the U.S.-UK commercial relationship to continue operating under the parameters of the current U.S.-EU commercial agreements until a new U.S.-UK agreement can be made.
And how would that work practically? What are the things that the two countries can trade right now and continue that relationship even after Brexit?
In the first instance, it would keep everything intact. It would make everything stand as is. And then it would also require the President of the United States to initiate negotiations within 30 days of the passage of this act to reach a new bilateral trade agreement within 1 year. This is important because this is a big trade relationship. You know, in 2015 alone, the United States had $56 billion worth of exports to the United Kingdom with nearly $58 billion in imports.
So that's a really important relationship for the United Kingdom and indeed the United States. And yet President Obama said that Britain would go to the back of the queue. How likely is it that your legislation can be enacted in time to keep the relationship, to remain continuous?
Let me put it this way. I know that I'm not alone when I say that this relationship is important. I know that I'm not alone in saying that President Obama's position about the United Kingdom needing to go to the back of the queue, I'm not sure what that means, but whatever it means, it should not mean that we discontinue the special relationship we have. Here's the bottom line. We are committed, and I believe others in Congress are also committed, to making sure that we do whatever we can to work with Prime Minister Theresa May and International Trade Secretary Liam Fox to make sure that this works, to make sure that this trade relationship survives and, in fact, continues to thrive. And that's exactly why I've introduced the United Kingdom Trade Continuity Act.